Hey everybody, this is Georgia. Welcome again to another segment in the Building According to Pattern podcast series. After our lively discussion on Sunday regarding truth and its fight for meaning, tonight I want to take things a step further. But before I get into tonight's discussion, I just wanted to make a clarification on a statement that I made on our last presentation. And it's with regards to the DSM. I gave the definition for the DSM as being Diagnostic Systems Manual, but in truth and in fact, it is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. When I was throwing out all those statistics, I made reference to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. So for those people who are a little bit confused, I just want to bring that clarification in place. Tonight, I'm going to be extending what we were talking about on Sunday, but I'm going to be moving it in a little bit of a different direction. And I want to talk about the drive towards destiny. You are here. At the beginning of every journey, there must be a reference point that drives the decision-making process. Think about it. Right at this moment in time, you are here. Your destiny is compelling you to move in a particular direction towards this expected end. What will be your guide along the way? How will you know that you're traveling along the right path? What will serve as your true north, your point of reference? If your reference point begins to waver or become elusive, what will this mean for you, and how will it affect your journey from this point on? I want to let you know that your future is guaranteed. It is untapped potential and experiences waiting to be unearthed and discovered. Your master designer would not have had it any other way. Everything you need to make it into your destiny has already been built on the inside of you. Your capacity, your abilities, your gifts, your talents, your passion, your tenacity. You came fully loaded. You were meticulously and uniquely designed to be your one and only authentic self. Your arrival into your destiny, your future, your expected end, however, is entirely up to you and is hinged on the series of decisions that you choose to make every single day of your life. The fulfillment of that dream, that vision you've seen with your mind's eye, will only occur when you become resolute and deliberate in your decision-making process. Your ability to make effective decisions must be anchored to a force and a source that is concrete, stable, and predictable. This is where the idea of truth becomes less abstract and philosophical, and it becomes more real. You need to know what to do, when to do, and how to do it. It is impossible to make effective decisions without concrete information that clearly provides you with options and potential outcomes. Sounds overwhelming? Good. On our own, we're likely to hit a miss. On our own, we might not even have the ability to conceive what it's going to take to get us to our expected end. Of course, there's no reason to panic. It is not a flaw in your design or in my design. What it is, however, is an omission. Your master designer, your manufacturer, in all of his wisdom, designed you as such that without him, you cannot function fully and effectively. On your own, you might be able to achieve a certain measure of success, but wouldn't you rather become all that you're capable of becoming? Consider this. Your 72-inch flat-screened, high-definition TV has all the components in place to give you the quality picture and experience that the sales guy at Best Buy promised, right? So why then would you have settled into your easy chair, legs up, chips in hand, ready to watch the Super Bowl game? You press the power button, but nothing happens. You just drove off your new fully loaded 2014 Mercedes-Benz S500 off the parking lot about a week and a half ago. And this morning you are now on your way to a broker biggest business to broker a biggest business deal of your life. You step into your car, you turn on the ignition, put it in drive, but your car isn't moving. And you start thinking, what is going on here? Really, what is going on? Now, I know I have the smartest listening audience, and you guessed it. Missing from your TV and your new car, though built to function at full capacity, are the power sources of electricity and fuel. And unless the products are connected to their power sources, nothing happens. Your flat screen TV was designed to stay connected to an electrical source of energy. Your Benz was designed to stay operational with an organic source of energy. These principles were built into the products by the respective designers slash manufacturers. You were never designed to function independent of your designer, the source of your purpose, your ideas, the source for directions, strategies, and instructions. Now, there are many people who attempt to do this every day, and they do appear to have a degree of success, but they're really experiencing serious malfunctions in so many other areas of their lives. And I don't need to start talking about looking in Hollywood and all these other places to get the point. Today, we are talking about making deliberate decisions that will take you into your destiny. Perhaps the first and most critical decision you will need to make is to reconnect with your source, your designer. Maybe you've already done this, but have no clue what the next step should be. Here is what I have learned to do in my own life. Engage him in conversations and involve him in my plans. That is what I've done, and that is what I keep doing. You want to find out from him who you really are and why he made you and put you here in the earth. Ask him, what exactly is your purpose? And what did he design you specifically to do? Ask him to show you your destiny, the vision for your life, and then place your hand in his and allow him to take you there. These are some of the most critical decisions you will need to make if you're going to arrive at your expected end. Your beginning and your end starts and ends with your master designer, God Himself. And he's given you this guarantee in your manual for living, and it's cited in Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13. This is what it says: For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome, your expected end, your destiny. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. When you've reconnected with your source, your master designer, like David in his book of prayer and worship, that is Psalms 25, verse 4 to 5. You too can pray this simple prayer. Show me how you work, God. School me in your ways. Take me by the hand. Lead me down the path of truth. You are my Savior. Every day, you will have to choose those things that will keep you in the path that your Heavenly Father has designed to take you into your destiny. It will require submission to His will and His way of doing things. It will mean giving up your opinions and your ideas of what's right or what's wrong or what's convenient and embracing His. He has given us His Holy Spirit, who I like to consider the greatest navigational system ever. He has promised to guide us into all truth. You are here. Let the journey begin. Father God, I just want to thank you that we have the ability to reconnect with you. And I want to pray for my friends that are listening in, that are tuning in tonight. Those who have not made that reconnection with you yet, that after listening into this message, they'll begin to think that it is time to make that reconnection. I pray for those that have already made that reconnection, but they're stuck, not knowing what it is that they need to do, what should be the next move. I pray that you will come alongside them by your Holy Spirit and begin to help them in this journey. And I pray that from this moment on, we will begin to make the right decisions that are going to lead us into the expected end that you have for us. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen. I hope that tonight's presentation has an impact on you. I hope that if there is any stage of what I've said, you find yourself at that point, whether it's needing to make a reconnection to your source, needing to make a reconnection to your manufacturer, or if you've already made that connection, but you're just at that point where you don't know what to do, what's the next move to make. I hope that this message has provided you with some sense of direction as to where you need to go right now, what is it that you need to do. And I want to encourage you to not just listen to it once or twice, but keep listening to it, because each time you listen to these series of messages, you're gonna get new truth, new ideas coming into your mind that's gonna help move you further into the plans that God has for you. I want to invite you to tune in again next Sunday as we present another segment in our series. And please, when you visit the web, when you visit my webpage or you visit on YouTube, please do not hesitate to leave a comment or just let me know if anything that we're saying, anything that I've been presenting to you so far is helping to make a difference in your life. Please feel free to send me emails as well if there's any questions that you have, any concerns I might be able to attend to. My email address is info@buildingaccordingtopattern.com, and that's one whole word. Please do visit my Facebook page as well. It's Building According to Pattern. And if you've checked out my YouTube channel, feel free to subscribe. That is Building According to Pattern LLC. And if you haven't, please do. Please go visit my Facebook page and my YouTube channel. And looking forward again to connecting with you this upcoming Sunday. And until then, be blessed, stay blessed, and take care.